The person in our history is Victor. He is the big brother. He is 18 years old. Duga, he is the little brother. He is 13 years old. Adam, he is the dad, 39 years old. Helga, the grandmom, she is 63 years old. The place in our history is on Iceland in Reykjavik. Reykjavik's volcano eruption.
It was afternoon when Dugar and his brother Victor sat in their room together and listened to music. Suddenly their grandmother ran into the room with her old eyeglasses sitting on her nose. She yelled that something was going to happen soon. She always had these weird visions, but she had never been right with any of them. Dugar and Victor think she's sick, and maybe she is, but they still love her. Dugar just looked at her quick and kept talking to Victor. Helga looked at them with a serious face. The brothers were worried. They had never seen her so serious when she told them she had a vision. Then with a worried mind, they asked her what the vision was about. She said that it was about a disaster. It was a volcano eruption. Now Victor and Dugar was getting worried. Some days before, the weatherman in the TV had sent a warning about some weather changes, but none of them had felt any difference, so they just acted like nothing happened. The next day, the sky was much darker than usually, and Helga started to pack all her things in secret. When Adam saw her, ran in and out of her room constantly and locked the door as soon as she was got into her room, he started to wonder what was going on. He went to her door and knocked. She did not answer, so he decided to just walk into the room. The window was open, and all of her clothes was gone. He ran straight to the window and saw her sitting in the car with a bag of things in the back. "Helga, where are you going?" he shouted. "No one in this house ever listened to me about my visions. I have to save my own life, and if you don't go, I have to go alone."
The kids heard all the things they were shouting to each other. Dugar started to cry, and Victor was comforting him. He didn't show to any of them he was scared to. "Come, Dugar, we are going to pack our bags and leave with Grandmom." "But what about Dad?" said Dugar. "Just go pack your bags. I'll go talk to Dad." Victor went out of the kitchen and met Adam in the hallway.
They went out in their car, and when Helga started the car, they looked back, and their dad just sat there on the veranda. All of them were sad, but they knew that it's necessary because they would die otherwise. So they asked where they were going. Helga answered that they were going to the summer house in the mountains beside. She knew that the ash still would reach them, but if they just had food enough and the lava didn't reach them, they would be okay. Half an hour later, they were at the summer house in the mountains. Victor and Dugar went inside the summer house, and Grandma was driving to a shop near and buy some food to the next few days. When their grandma was home again, it was nearly dark. They were unpacking and then fired some candles. When they were done unpacking and converting them, they sat down and played some games and saw some television. They went to bed, and now they were just waiting for the volcano eruption. Next morning, they got scrambled eggs on can. The food Grandma bought was mostly food on can because it can keep itself in a long time, opposite normally food. After breakfast, Victor and Dugar went down to a little cute lake beside the house. It was cold, but it was the only fun reason to come outside. Grandma sat in her own chair on the veranda, knitting a sweater and looking after the boys. All the things in the world felt so peaceful and like nothing was wrong. But suddenly there was a little earthquake, and they got reminded about the volcano they could see. The grandma called on them, and they got up in a high speed. In the same time, they arrived at the house and went inside the eruption happened. A big earthquake and a weird smell were going on. They were all scared, but they didn't say anything because they couldn't do anything about it anyway. They just sat on the couch without saying anything, and now the ash rained like water outside. It was totally dark, and they turned some candles on again so they could get some light. In the summer house, they didn't have any power. The only thing they got was a gas cooker. They knew that the next few days they couldn't come outside because of the raining ash.
They were all running down in the little basement to hide from the earthquake. Victor had his phone in his pocket, so he called his dad that was home alone. He took the phone. All they could hear was Adam screaming after help and something about Leve. And suddenly the connection was gone. "He's okay, I promise," said Helga and looked at the boys with a little smile. Before any of the boys could say a word, they heard something very loud. They went upstairs and looked outside the window and saw a big airliner were crashed right against the city. And at the same time, some hot, thick lava were running down the mountain right against the city. They didn't even think about Adam. They just panicked because there were still earthquake. Everything on the shelves was falling down. The floor was shaking and outside a crashed tree lay over the car. They looked out again. Now the airplane were crashed into a high building and it went burning. After an hour where they couldn't even sit on the couch, the earthquake were about to end. They went outside to see the damage and they looked over the city. It looked horrible. There was still running lava down the mountain. Many of the people in Reykjavik escaped from the eruption. The volcano was smoking and flowed with smoking hot lava and big stones jumped up from the volcano and a weird smell went to their nose and everything was changed. They knew they were safe, but they were still scared to death. They felt deep sorrow, not only for their dad, but for the whole town that didn't survive.